You know, this evening, as I've been talking with many people who come to the festival, they're constantly saying, you know, when I heard about this festival, I wanted to come. Not just because of what you were going to be speaking about, or not just because of the entertainment, but the person who invited me was so enthusiastic. And in a way, that's a very appropriate word, because it comes from the Greek, entheos, which means to be in God. And we do believe that to be in God is to be enthusiastic, is to have hope and to have joy. This evening, I would like to share with you the source of that enthusiasm and the inspiration of that hope. Our speaker this evening, the Reverend Moon, was born in 1920 in part of what is now North Korea. At that time, the country was not divided as it is today, but rather, it all existed under the domination of the Japanese. And religious people were persecuted at that time. But still, he was raised in a Christian home. When he was 16 years old, on Easter morning, Jesus Christ appeared to him and said that he'd been called for a great mission. A mission to bring new truth and new revelation to mankind, and to help us understand how to come back together again in order to realize the ideals of God's will on this earth. In 1945, after the liberation of World War II, he returned to his home and began to teach. But his message was so powerful and so inspiring that he was thrown into prison by the atheistic communists who dominated his land. And he suffered there for 3 years. At that time, many of the early followers found in him a quality that was most rare. They weren't even given enough to eat, and yet he would take the meager share that was his and divide it in half, giving half to others before eating anything himself. Very few survived more than 6 months in that environment. And it's amazing indeed that he lived on faith alone for 3 years. After the United Nations liberation of Korea, he went to the southern tip in Busan and began there in a refugee camp, teaching of a great new revelation from God, one that would bring hope and one that would bring joy and answer the questions of solving the problems of war and suffering throughout this world. Who of us could have believed him under those difficult circumstances? It is indeed a great testimony to his faith and the power of his teaching that he was able to inspire so many to join with him, even under those difficult days. Rapidly, his message spread throughout the world. Until now, we are active in 120 countries with over 2 million active members and supporters. Jesus Christ said to know the tree by the fruits. And Reverend Moon has created many fruits in bringing this message from God to mankind. Primarily, we've established the teaching of this revelation through the Unification Church. But in addition to that, he has started many other projects and programs in order to build bridges between people. One of these is the International One World Crusade, a program of bringing men and women of many different backgrounds together to reach out to the world with one common heart. And that's been very inspiring, and the letters that we've received from ministers and other leaders around the country encouraging us to continue has been gratifying. In 1969, he also founded the Freedom Leadership Foundation, an organization to teach people about the dangers of communism in the world and to teach them of how we might work together to guarantee freedom under God. He has also formed the World Professors Academy for Peace in his native Korea. And in Japan, he's launched a paramedical association to give free medical care to people who couldn't otherwise afford it. He is truly a humanitarian in every sense of the word. And his mission has been one of bringing people together in order to understand each other and in order to experience God's love. This evening, he's come to America in order to give a message as one in a long tradition of immigrants that have made this country great, to give a message of what America means to all of the other people of the world, what America means to God. He's come to America because he feels God's love for this land very deeply. Therefore, this evening I ask you to join with me in giving a very warm welcome to the founder of the Unification Church International. May I present the Reverend Sun Myung Moon.
Tonight on the subject, God's Hope for America. But first of all, I would like to express my heartfelt thanks and appreciation to all of you for coming today.
오늘 우리는 여기 장엄한 양키 스타디움에서 내국